We've got something special tonight.
That's right. We've got...
The theme for this battle, if you've been following along in...
It's not a battle. I said that.
Yeah, but if you follow along in Lisa Nola's...
Music listography
book, you will read that tonight's theme is songs from the 60s. And what we have, we looked in our archives and we found an old Mono a Mono podcast from the 60s, recapping that whole 60s genre. We recorded it in 69.
That's right.
So, I think that we should just air that, and we'll get to sit back and relax and just listen to how good we DJ'd back in 69.
We're kind of dating ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, but people, don't say our age when we're doing the podcast, so
true
people
enough.
Will never really know. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
so
you got the podcast queued up there?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right.
Here we go.
Once again.
Yeah, here doing the Mono a Mono show.
Yeah, the end of an era.
Oh, 69, can you believe that it's 1969, man?
Can't even believe it.
Jeez. Well, it's nice to have you here, man. And hey, it's nice to have you guys all out there in Mono a Mono land, our Mono amigos.
Yeah.
We love you, man.
Checking us out here on Sound FM.
Yeah, exactly. So... I think in the future they're going to be able to post things, just write stuff, and millions of people will be able to access the same things, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be such an awesome way to share information.
I don't know. I was looking at my work the other day.
Yeah.
And on the mainframe computer that was in there.
After you punched your card in?
Yeah, they just attached a device to it that they call a mouse.
Squeak, squeak, man.
Yeah, squeak. On the computer, there's a mouse.
In the computer room.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jeez.
So anyways, I imagine that future us would probably call their website... You know, probably after the show.
Probably Mono a Mono Radio or something.
Yeah, .com. I think. You could probably check them out on...
You're being pretty bold there.
Hey, it's a bold prediction, man, but just call me Nostradamus or something, eh?
Well, so, do you want to scissor rock paper it up to who plays our selections?
Hey. Every week, let's tell these fine folks, every week, Steele and I over here, we just pick four songs that each of us likes, and then, hey, if you feel like coming and letting us know who you like better, great. If you don't, great.
Send us a telegram, you know.
Send us a smoke signal.
You know, you could phone us, too.
Phone us on your rotary phone.
519-884-2567 or something like that.
But don't even worry about putting in the first three digits. Yet.
All right.
Okay, so yeah. That's what we do here on the Mono A Mono Show. So thanks for joining us. We love you.
Yeah, so we're gonna go back and forth and play a couple tracks remind us of these this past decade.
Yeah, man, 69 was a good 10 years. I don't remember much, but I remember some good music was made during this decade, man.
You said it.
I know.
Yeah.
I just did.
So, should we scissor, rock, paper it up, or should I just go first, man?
You know what, man? Go first.
All right.
By all means. I don't want to bring the a spirit of competition in between us. You know what I mean, man?
All right, well...
I love you.
Well, I'm going to get to a band. It's actually two guys, and I think their stuff is just great.
Just dynamite.
Yeah. So I'm
gonna, far out.
I'm gonna just get to it and see what you think about it. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh yeah, man.
You know that?
Yeah, I listen to a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, it's kind of newer stuff, but I don't know. It's still pretty good in my mind.
Yeah, man.
They've got this song called "The Sound of Silence,"
but
it's not really silence.
No, I know. It blew my mind when I first listened to that, and I got like the LP, and I looked at it. And it said "The Sounds of Silence." And I was like, oh man, that's going to be one really boring song. Because I was like, I can just sit here and not put on your record and listen to silence. But then I put it on and it wasn't silence, man. They played like music.
Yeah.
And sang.
Well, let's play it for the people out there so they can hear it as well. Because where else are they going to get it?
Maybe from the local record store, I don't know.
Yeah, but they gotta hear it here first.
All right, so here we go.
Here's "The Sound of Silence" by Simon and Garfunkel on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono, man.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, it split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The well of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
All right, there it was.
There we have it, man.
That was pretty chill, eh?
Oh, yeah. I almost didn't want to push the buttons to come back in, man. I just wanted to listen to some more Simon and Garfunkel.
Totally. Like, that whole LP is pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man.
So, anyways, that's kind of my intro. So what do you got to follow that song up?
Well, man, I'm going to, like, pick up, as much as I like, you know, the the chill atmosphere that you created, man, I'm going to pick it up a little bit.
Okay, some of the newer stuff, huh?
I sincerely hope you don't mind.
No, I'm good with that. I was going to do that coming up anyway.
No, this song is from, like, the mid-60s, early to mid-60s, and it's from, hey, probably, like, the best album, like, I've ever listened to. It's from, it's the Beach Boys, man.
Oh, yeah.
From their album Pet Sounds.
I thought you were going to say the Beatles.
No, man. I love the Beatles. But, yeah, I like me some Beach Boys. I just love, you know, the different things that they do, man. And I just love, you know, the whole California aspect of things, especially being from Canada, eh?
Yeah.
It's just nice to have an injection of sunshine in your life, man.
Nice. I hear what you're saying.
So yeah, man, there's a lot of songs that I could have picked from that album because it's solid, you know, both sides of that LP. But I decided to go with my favorite tune from that album, probably, which is a little ditty about sailing, man. Sloop John B.
Spin the record, man.
Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Here it is on the Mono e Mono show here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono e Mono.
Dude.
Did I already say that? I don't know, man.
You're wasted.
We come on this sloop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town. So broken, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go home. Yeah, yeah. So broke up, I wanna go home. The first mate, he got drunk, broke in the captain's drum. The constable had to come and take him away. Sheriff Johnstone, why don't you leave me alone? So broke up, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. Hoist up the John B. See how the mainsail, see how the mainsail. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home, let me go home. I wanna go home, let me go home. I've ever been long. Oh.
right, there it is. Some Beach Boys with Sloop John B.
Man, see, don't you just feel invigorated now, man?
I do. I do feel the sunlight, as you were saying earlier.
I feel just so warm and fuzzy inside, man.
Yeah, like it. It's just so nice and nicer.
Yeah, and nicer and nicer.
So, that was a pretty good song. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a good one, didn't you think?
Yeah. Are you writing memoirs over
there? I guess you said that, eh? Oh, sorry. What are we doing? I think you're up, aren't you?
I'm totally up.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to mess with your vibe, man.
No problem.
Sorry.
This song I'm going to play next, they released this album right after Walt Disney died. It's too bad, too, you know, like, the next year after Walt Disney died was when the first successful heart transplant was.
I know, coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyways...
I don't think it's a coincidence at all.
Yeah,
because I heard it was Walt Disney who was the one who was holding everything up. There would like, I heard that there was like, you know, all these advances in medicine and science, but Walt Disney was just like, no, man, I don't want it to happen.
Oh, and then when he died, they were able to do it.
Exactly.
Huh? Cool.
Because it was like Walt Disney, and he had like this secret society of like.
You know how you were talking about in the future, like those pages made of webs or whatever?
Yeah, man.
Do you think that they would, and like mono a mono radio on a communication bandwidth or something? Do you think that they would be able to do brain transplants?
I have no idea what you're talking about, man.
Well... I'm going to go into my next song.
Please play a song.
I guess I had too much to dream last night. Anyway, I'm going to play a song by the Electric Prunes. They released this album in 67, so just a couple years ago. And the song is actually called I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. That's where the segue was coming from.
Yeah.
It was just kind of set up as a joke.
Oh, that's wicked, man. Yeah. Wicked. That was, I see what you did, man.
Did that?
Whoa. That was...
Pretty far out, huh?
Oh.
I call it a segue.
Oh, like, man.
It's a way to set up a joke into your song.
Oh, I thought it was a way to get around, for like one person to get around on two wheels.
No. Anyways, I'm going to play this song now. The Electric Prunes, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
As I staggered from my bed, I didn't
could not bend the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness. And when you raised your lips for me to kiss, take the gong and you were gone. You were gone, gone, gone. I had to watch a dream last night. To watch a dream. I'm not ready to face the light. I had too much to drink last night. Last night. I had too much to drink last night. Too much to drink. I'm not ready to face the light. I had too much to drink last night. Last night. Oh, too much to drink. Too much to dream last night. Too much to dream.
All right, there it is. The Electric Prunes. I had too much to dream last night.
Whoa. Heavy, man.
That's like...
That was heavy.
That is a super heavy song, eh?
Yeah, man.
Like, it's got those chugging drums, and it's just, man, there's like distortion.
Well, and just the
something.
Message, too, man. Like, I had too much to dream last night? Like, how do you even control that, man? Like, what if you go to sleep and, like, you just keep dreaming and dreaming, but you don't have any control over how much you're dreaming, and then what, you wake up and you have too much to dream?
Especially like, if you've had a brain transplant.
Get arrested, man. Like, for dreaming too much?
No.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man. That, I don't know. That is heavy. That's heavy stuff, man.
Electric Prunes.
But, hey, that makes you think, you know? And sometimes when you think, then it makes you, think about stuff.
Yes.
That is heavy. Oh, speaking of heavy, the next song that I picked is called The Weight, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
You tried one of my segues.
Yeah, I figured I heard you do it, and I was like, oh, well, let me see if I know how to do one of these things. How do you think I did, man?
It was pretty good.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. So, yeah, I picked The Weight by the band The Band.
Oh.
Try to wrap your head around that, man. Like, the band is called The Band.
So when people say, are you going to see that band tonight? It's like you're talking about them.
Yeah, man. And this is a great, great, great tune by a great band. And most of the guys in the band are Canadian, man. So that's a plus. Everybody except for Levon, man.
Cool.
But, why don't I go ahead and play that. This is The Weight by The Band from Music from Big Pink here on 100.3 Sound FM. Hey, this is the Mano a Mano show.
Walking side by side, I said, hey,
come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load off Bree. Take a load off Fanny. And you put the load right on. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company? Take a load off. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
Yeah, take a load off, Fanny. Take a load. This time to get back to Miss Fanny, you know she's the only one who sent me here with the regards for everyone. Take a load off Fanny, take a load of Bree, take a load off Fanny,
and you put the load.
All right, there was the band with the song The Wait.
Yeah, man.
Right there, Sound FM 100.3.
I love Monoway that tune, Monoway. Man.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, man.
Not bad at all.
Man, we're halfway home.
Yeah.
Jeez, I wish we could just like stay here forever, man.
Rock some of these songs.
Yeah, and just keep listening to tunes, man.
You said it.
Yeah, I know. I just did, man.
But guess what? I've got something special for you right now.
No way, man.
My last two are going to be extreme special. Now, you know how it's over in the UK these past couple months, right?
Yeah, you had to take a boat to get there.
Yeah. Now, when I was there, I checked out this concert of this guy. I think he's going to become huge. His name's David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
And he played this concert that I saw, and it was pretty good. So I was checking out some of his stuff. And he's got this song, Space Oddity. It came out just last month.
Whoa, no way.
November 4th. Yeah. So it's not even available here yet. It might be available here next year, but it's totally awesome. And I want to play it here first in Canada. You know?
That would be so amazing.
It's like a rare... It's super rare, and it's even on a thing called a cassette.
What?
Yeah.
That's what that thing is that you brought in, man?
Yeah, we got one of those. It's brand new.
Whoa.
So,
I've never seen one of these before. I don't know if it's going to last, though, man.
Well, we'll see. It sounds pretty clear. So I'm going to get to this song, David Bowie, Space Oddity, right here on Sound FM 100.3 Mono a Mono. Yeah, no, you got to figure out how to work the tape. I think it's that triangle that's like a play. Man, you got to get used to this new technology.
Sorry, man.
There you go.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition,
one.
And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know.
is. Now
there it is, man.
Yeah. And you know what? When he was on stage, I think he was using like oscillators and like these things from the future. I think it's really going to define music, these oscillators.
What's an oscillator, man?
It's like, you know, the computers I was talking about earlier with the mice?
Yeah. And the pages of webs?
Yeah. It's these like computerized things that you can change the frequencies, and it makes these computer songs or computerized sounds.
Whoa!
You don't even need microphones.
Wow! Computers are totally gonna replace us, man. We're not even gonna like live in the future, man. It's just gonna be computers that are gonna take over our bodies and our minds, man.
Some may call it, like, even the age of spiritual machines.
Yeah, they might. Huh. Some bands might do that.
We should write a book about that. That's a cool title.
Yeah. Hmm. I also want to write a book about, like, about 20 years from now, or maybe 15 years from now. Like, I want to write about the year 1984. Just because,
why?
I don't know. It's just a cool number, and I just want to write about, like, stuff that I think is going to happen in that year, man.
That's weird. Isn't that your basketball number?
What, man?
I don't know.
Man, I'm just going to play some more music, man.
All right.
I'm going to play another...
What do you got coming
up next? I'm
going to
play another Canadian band with Canadian roots here, man.
All right.
Because... And, like, listening to this Floyd in the background, it's like taking me on a magic carpet ride, I feel. You know, man? Just like, I wanna be all. Yeah, so I'm gonna play Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf, man.
That one was a little bit forced, but I still liked it.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Right on. Right on, brother. Trippy. So yeah, man, I'm going to play some Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf here. Hey, and you know something else notable? They didn't take magic carpets, but remember when the Soviets, like launched their people
back
into space?
Back in 60,
man.
That happened just in this decade.
Yeah, man.
Right, yeah.
Back in 60, that was crazy. But
imagine
if they did take magic carpets up to space, man.
Well,
whoa.
It was as if America did. They had to lap the Earth 3 times after that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to play some Steppenwolf, man. Magic Carpet Ride here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono, man.
Hey, we landed on the moon.
No way!
Carpet ride. look inside the let the sound take you away.
All right, there it is. Steppenwolf with Magic Carpet Ride right there. Sound FM 100.3, mono a mono.
Yeah, man. Oh, I love that tune.
That was totally chill.
Yeah, man. Makes me feel like I'm on a magic carpet going for a ride, man.
Yeah. Direct word comparison right there.
Thanks, man. Nice. I've been working on my direct word comparison, man.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Now, I don't know if you know what time it is, but are you ready to open the vault?
Yeah, man.
I don't know
I'm
if I can
so
open another
ready
vault.
To open the vault.
All right.
I don't even know.
Here we go. It is now time for
the knockout toke of the week.
Access granted.
Oh, whoa, nice. Where did she come from, man?
What? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, man. You didn't hear anything? There was a chick, some English broad, who just went, access granted. Whoa.
Hey, man.
She sounds hot.
Did you go to that concert this year, that Woodstock concert?
I did, man. I was totally there. Yeah. I don't remember much, but I was there.
The lineup looked kind of crappy, but I didn't go.
It was amazing, man.
I heard.
At least that's what they tell me. It was a bummer?
That's just what I hear. I don't know. Apparently they took
some
video. Why,
is your next, the next song that you're going to play have something to do with bums?
No.
Oh, man.
But my next song, I'm going to run off my vinyl here. I just got to get it set up. I mean, we've been doing it, but you left your record on the player, man, so I just got to go and flip it. But anyways,
okay,
if you can get it set up, what I'm going to play is some Led Zeppelin.
Whoa!
They've really come on strong, eh?
Yeah, man.
Couple albums. I'm going to go with their album that they just released this year. I'm going to go with the first track off it, Whole Lot of Love.
Whoa! Yeah, because, man, here at the Mono a Mono show, we got a whole lot of love to give to everybody.
That's what we're about.
We just need to find people who want to be loved back.
So, without further ado.
Yeah, man. What's ado, man? That's like in the summertime.
In the morning, yeah.
Yeah, it's on like grass, man.
That's what this reminds me of.
The song? Reminds you of dew?
No, I'm thinking of the background music.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I meant, the Floyd, man.
Yeah, it's spacing me out. Anyways.
In a good way, though, man.
Let's play my song.
Let's play it, man.
Here it is. Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love.
woman you need.
That was pretty sweet, eh, man?
Oh, man. Whoa, and look where he come in. Coming on the organs on the Floyd, man.
Nice.
This is awesome, man. But yeah, that was a great tune by Zeppelin, man.
Yeah, right off my brand new vinyl. That was from Led Zeppelin 2. Just came out this past year.
Nice, man.
You'll have to pick that up. They're solid.
I will have to pick that up, man. I just got to get my phonograph fixed, man.
Ah.
I can play.
It sucks when that goes down, but that's what I'm saying. These tapes?
Yeah, man.
They're so much more durable.
Oh, I should look into that. Can they get scratched, man?
No, but you got to watch the tape in them that it doesn't get pulled out.
Oh, my man. Do you have like a... It's like a reel-to-reel, though, right, man?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh.
They called it a tape.
I've seen those in the movies, man. I didn't think they were real.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play my last song here. It's by... It's from an album that's like... If you listen to it, man, it's like... It's like a rock opera, man. It's like it tells you a story, man. It, like, immerses you into the life of the main character of all these songs, man, and that's Tommy.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Nice.
I just hope at some point, you know, they make a musical out of it and put it on Broadway or something, man.
That would be pretty sweet.
That would be amazing. But anyways, right now at least we can enjoy the album by The Who. You know? I'm sure you love this album, man, right?
Who?
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 Who? Oh,
that was another joke, man.
Oh, man. Man, you can't mess with me like that, man. Alright, so here we go. I'm gonna play one of my favorite tunes from this album. And it's all about, you know, him playing pinball, man. Because he was, like, really good at pinball or something, man.
Nice.
Here we go. This is the Pinball Wizard. Yeah, man. Here we go. Pinball Wizard by The Who here on 100.3.
I love pinball.
Sound FM, man.
Counters ball, that deaf dumb and blind kid sure plays seen him fall. That Jeff Dumbo Black kid sure plays a mean pinball.
All right, there it is. Some The Who, Tommy, right there on Sound
FM. No, it was Pinball Wizard, man. I'm surprised at how how that podcast from back in the in 69 retained its quality.
I know, it was quite good. Let me just recap, because we didn't recap back then. Because no, actually, back then when we recorded that podcast, back in 69...
Yeah, we were attending all sorts of puddles, and there was just a lot of... a lot of love, and so there was no competitive nature to the Mongoloid Mongo show.
Yeah, it wasn't really necessarily like a battle.
No.
But we're going to open it up, though.
That happened in the 80s because of the American influence on us and their war on everything.
Yeah.
They declare war on drugs, on other countries, on poverty, on war.
You got it. So...
And that's where the competitiveness of the Mono y Mono show.
But what we're going to do is we're going to open it up right now. And you can, so, and like you were saying even back then, I don't know how you had this foresight. You should have got into some of this. You would have been rich by now. But
can you believe that I was talking about writing a book about 1984 back then? And then George Orwell wrote the book 1984.
Yeah, but he must have been listening to the show. Before you said that, I was talking about writing a book called The Age of Spiritual Machines, and then Ray Kurzweil did.
Jeez.
So, I mean...
These bastards.
It was.
I want royalties.
But you know what? The thing is, the Mono y Mono show is so big that they were probably listening to it back then.
That's
and
right.
And that's where a lot of people got their ideas for various things, and that's what comes out of it. So.
And we learned our lesson. But you know what? We were feeding minds back then.
Yeah.
And that's all it was about. We didn't care about making a buck, whereas now we're all about the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So let me just do a quick recap, and then you can go to that website, www.monoamonoradio.com. We actually picked it up after listening to this podcast so that people wouldn't get confused between then and now.
You can also go to our Facebook page.
Ooh, yeah, our Facebook page.
Or Twitter.
There.
At MAM Radio.
Retweet, something like that?
If you're on the Twit, if you're in the Twitterverse.
Yeah, see?
We're new to it. I'm still kind of playing around with it, and Steele has yet to tweet once.
I thought I did.
No, you didn't. No. All you did was make a Facebook status change.
Oh.
And that was it. You didn't tweet anybody. Nobody in the Twitterverse read your post.
Oh. Oh, I thought that was already tweeted.
Man, and I thought you were, like, technologically savvy.
What? I thought I tweeted it. I'm going to check. I don't know.
See, if you go on the Facebook, if you see a little blue bird by it, that means it was tweeted.
All right. I'll look into it.
Where did you write it?
I don't know. Facebook.
Shocker. He wrote it on Facebook, and it was posted on Facebook.
I'll do a quick recap here. Back in 69, DJ Steele played Simon and Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence. The Electric Prunes, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. David Bowie's Space Oddity. And Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love. Whereas DJ Ad-Rock played The Beach Boys, Sloop John B.
Very good.
The band The Wait. Steppenwolf Magic Carpet Ride. And The Who's Pinball Wizard.
That's right.
Yeah. So now what we're doing is... we're just taking that podcast. You can vote based upon what songs we played in the past there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can vote who in the 60s played better music, me
That's
or
right.
DJ Ad-Rock.
Yeah.